Police and sheriff's departments have far too much to do with mental health than they should. There should be a lot more professionals who are trained in mental health out there, and yet a lot of that falls to police and sheriff's departments. How is the sheriff's department handling that today, and how will you do a better job of that?
Well, it's interesting how we have evolved as public safety professionals, because you're right. We started out as almost law enforcement. You're out there keeping communities safe. But we have evolved so much now that the expectations are on our officers and deputies. You're not only the cop now, you're a mentor, you're a coach, you're a teacher, you're the therapist, because you're out there 24 hours a day, all year round, right? So the default call is law enforcement. And that has happened too with behavioral health, mental health issues, is that you're the one who gets the call. At the county level, there is a new wing being built that will be built for the detention facility that will be strictly for mental health services. It's unfortunate that within a county that our jails are becoming the default mental health facilities. But this also goes to the issue of reentry, because if we can provide good services while somebody is in custody related to their mental illness or other factors, other underlying factors that contribute to that, we can be more successful in helping them get back on their feet when they get out. So that means ensuring that the correctional officers, the staff, even that role is changing. You and I go back to a time when you had jailers. The jailer moved people here. They took them to court. They moved them around. Now, as correctional officers is the current title, but I'm seeing the profession evolve where the people who apply for those jobs have better training in social services type things, in mental health services, and they're there because they want to provide the services. For them, it's not a stepping stone to get into a patrol car to now be a deputy. So how do we continue to provide them the training and skills that they need to do that? Because there's also controversy even here in Sonoma County with the jail, with what has been referred to as yard counseling, which is something that's just abhorrible that we need to deal with. But it's also—
This is not something I'm familiar with. Can you explain that?
There's current litigation going on. There was allegations of abuse within the jail system. It's a process, from what I understand, of getting inmates to behave. It's a behavioral method where they're handcuffed, their ankles are tied together, and there's some SWAT-looking people that it's almost like a dog pile. One of the candidates for sheriff has suggested that when he becomes sheriff, he's going to put a stop to that. But he's there now. We need to put a stop to it because it's almost on the verge of torture. If you watch the video and if it's for the purposes of trying to get compliance from somebody who's misbehaving, you wouldn't do that to your children. You wouldn't do that to an animal. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't do anything to build relationships either. Because when this person is released, what are his feelings going to be about the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office based on how he was treated while he was in custody? So I think having some better training, better understanding of just the dynamics of somebody being incarcerated for a period of time, it's something we need to look at. And how do we treat people with dignity and respect, regardless of what their crime was and where they are? Because at the end, we don't want them to reoffend.